Yes.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to answer some questions for Heggs here for the Kenosha Sports Extra. Our first question here is, I'm going to introduce the starting four. So, once again, I am Scott Cavelli. I am the first man off the bench, I'd say.
Yes, absolutely.
And then go ahead, introduce yourselves. Ed, go ahead. You first, then Eric, then Willie. Go ahead.
I'm Ed. I'm the handsome one in the picture.
And Eric?
I am the awesome one in the picture.
And Willie?
Well, hopefully that Heggs will have this picture on his article, but I'm the bearded wonder on there.
Okay, so that's the four. Willie, Eric, Ed, and Scott. So he wants to know, where is your home stadium, and is it more like Cameron Indoor or like Ruther Gymnasium?
I would say we have a decent setup. We're in a basement. That's where the basement bench warmers.
I would say we're not Ruther. We're more like private school St. Joe's, paid for. What would you guys say?
Yeah, it's in the ballpark. I mean, you know, from where I grew up, I'd call it Powers Catholic High School, but
with all the rulers being smacked on our knuckles,
right?
Eric, any or Ed, any what you our facilities, what you think they would be?
The only thing we need is a television in front of us, but it's a pretty nice. We're in a pretty nice little cubby, I would call it.
Yeah, only three of us have to wear pants.
Okay, and so the next topic, he's asking, of the four of you, who actually was the biggest bench warmer? He wants to know. I played off the bench a lot, so I don't know. I'll admit that.
I was so much of a bench warmer that I decided to become a runner.
Everybody wins when they run marathons, right, Ed?
Yeah.
Well, not a marathon, but you know, track.
I've never even finished top five.
Track and cross country, they don't really have a bench.
Yeah. That's true. I played football because everybody made a team. But I played once in a while, but I rode the bench, so I'll admit it. Willie, you played soccer, I know.
I played soccer. I was usually a starter. I ran track and things like that. I did set the bench playing baseball.
Okay.
You know.
And Ed, you just played baseball, correct?
Yeah, but I am the biggest bench warmer by at least 20 pounds.
By the pitcher, though, it's probably me.
Well, in the picture, Ed is 7'2".
I did finish
up
my high school career as a DH, so I did get to ride the pine quite a bit.
Oh, okay, so you did kind of ride the pine. I get it.
It was nice.
Okay, so what topics we dig into? We like to, obviously, we're sports-based. We like to go kind of more national. We do talk about local stuff off and on, but more national, like sports. We'll kind of dig into the Packers, Bears, Brewers, Cubs, things like that around here. We also do have our, once in a while, we have our political overtones in little areas. you'll hear sometimes, but nothing crazy with Ed. We have segments. Ed Showerstall kind of digs into that. Once in a while, I'll do a from the end of the bench type commentary.
More so, pointing out the hypocrisy in sports.
Yeah, that's what it is. Kind of like... right now, the Drew Brees and Deshaun Jackson thing. We're going to talk about our show tonight. I'm going to bring up the show tonight. Drew Brees wanted to kick out of the league, Deshaun Jackson. He shouldn't have done that. Shame on him. So kind of that, the hypocrisy in sports. We'll talk about that. That's going to be on our show tonight, actually. I'm going to bring that up in my little area possibly tonight. So anything else?
Yeah, we'd like to talk about food, too.
Oh, food. Yeah. We've talked about food. Yeah. We'll buy the pitcher.
Obviously. We love food.
We love food.
Well, we love food, beer, and music.
Yeah, music too. Yep,
I mean, yep. And we talk about sports sometimes.
Yeah. Well, sports is our number
every
one.
Now and then.
Sports is number one. We're branching out to different things, you know, get more people involved. So, so he wants to know, do we believe Willie's character makes him look more like Gabby Hayes or bootleg royalty Popcorn Sutton? So... Willie, you answer that since it's yours. Who would you think you look like in the picture?
I don't know if I knew who the last guy was. I do know Gabby Hayes is. And I don't walk quite like him, but that beard certainly nailed it for sure. I know he needs like a funny hat to wear.
So let's we're going to look at it right.
You know what he reminds me of actually though? You remember that Popeye cartoon where he's in with all the hillbillies and they're like they're all sleeping and their beards roll out and he's like
Well, in the picture, he kind of looks like he's hiding behind a soccer ball looking at kids in a playground. So that's what it looks like to me, whatever that is.
Hey, look at the focus on that, though.
Eric's just stunned.
He looks like somebody that definitely would work at a dog track.
And in the kennels, not out front.
Well, no, I'm thinking he takes your money.
Okay, next question.
That one's a good one.
So, to kind of get more on a serious note, what he wants to know, we were involved in the Blade Memorial Tournament this weekend. Eric wasn't able to be there. Ed stopped by, and while he was there, tell us your roles, what we did at the Blade Memorial. And he said, if after runs after tourney, recap it, and he'll prove it all just. So, we're going to recap it, obviously. It was a great tournament. Basically, what we did, we're going to branch out more next year, but we try to make it fun and comical at times. I did the games. I saw Pat, you were there, so you kind of saw what we did. I did the games. Willie helped out. Ed stopped out for a little bit, but Eric had a prior engagement. So, but next year, if they do a tournament again, hopefully get all four of us out there, do a little more. We had sound bites dropped on the board. We just couldn't get the board working right, so Grazi was kind enough to let us use his equipment. But, yeah, it was a great turnout. It was fun. Hopefully we can get that, you know, maybe with the help of you and other things next year, get with SWA, we'll do a little more publicity starting, like, March or something or April, and we'll do more to get more teams involved, other cities, and to make it a bigger tournament and just get rid of the Rotary totally and make it the Blade forever. So that's what that's what we want to hope happen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was the turnout yesterday was just absolutely amazing. People kept walking up and going, like, people that worked with Blade came up from Illinois and they walked up and they go, dude, I couldn't even find a parking spot. I had to park way over on the other side of the building here. And they were just absolutely amazed how many people were there. And I said, these are all the people that, you know, he touched their lives one way or another, you know, so.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great.
Actually, when I left, I it was so packed. As I was pulling out, I charged somebody $20 for my spot. You know, two guys really wanted it, so I did pretty well yesterday.
And the last question he's going to ask us, what is the end game? What wins you the belt? Well, obviously, you're doing this for fun to hang out with some guys and have a beers on a Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or whatever night we do this. That's the end game, obviously, you'd like to get bigger and better. But for now, I mean, we're having a good time doing it. I think we have a good time. We're putting more effort in every week, I think, and we're getting better at the flow. It's less written out and more off the top of our head, which I think is better for the show. We may not be perfect in our facts all the time, but I think sometimes that's a podcast. That's just what it is. You're not going to be perfect with everything you do. That's my feeling. Anybody else have anything to jump in with?
I think my end game is to bang two college cheerleaders from my notoriety on the show.
Well, thank God this isn't a TV and it's a podcast.
Right.
can we edit this? You know, on a serious note, when Scott presented this idea to me, I'm like, well, this is kind of bad timing as far as what's going on in the world, and there's really not a lot of sports here. But for me personally, it's been incredible timing because it gets your mind off all the stupid crap that is going on in the world, and it's four guys just hanging out, drinking some beers, talking about sports, which we love, and talking about food and beer and just having a good time. I mean, ultimately, yeah, it's cool to see the popularity grow, see people liking the show and all that good stuff. But it's just been a good time.
Yeah, I mean, the same way, I mean, Scott's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? I don't know. Come on over. Oh, let's do a podcast. Okay. he talked about this for a while, but and I didn't know. I don't know anything about this, but I'm having a great time at it, and I'm glad that Scott brought me into the fold. So it's been a fun time. And plus, yeah,
this is like the perfect storm, actually, for us, because I don't know if we'd have been able to pull all this together if it wasn't for the pandemic.
Yeah,
but it's worked out well.
Yeah, it worked out great, and I think we're enjoying it. And I talk to people all the time. It's weird. You see people, and you don't think people. You know, you get the stats and you see that through the apps you use to load this, but people are like, hey, it's funny, it's a good show, it's, you know, blah, blah, and, you know, we have guest judges every week and things like that for certain certain parts of the show, so, yeah, I mean, it's nice to see people. I mean, yeah, we, you know, you get 75 to 100 downloads a week, it's cool, and every week you see a couple more, a couple less, but it's kind of cool. You never know. You, like we say, the end game is always to do what you love, and I enjoy doing this a lot, so I like doing this part of my job. So, and I guess I bet everybody here would say the same thing. Yeah. If we could do this every single day of our lives, this is what we do this.
Drink beer, talk about sports.
Hell yeah. In a heartbeat. I'd be an alcoholic, but hey, that's fine.
Our pictures wouldn't fit on the page that you see.
So it would be the only place where I don't wear a mask now.
And we're going to get Pat involved in this, too, because he's going to be a guest judge one of these.
Yeah, we'll get Pat involved, and, like, we did talk with you, Pat, so we'll do some crossover things, maybe, and get us on each other's shows when you get yours going, and that'd be a good time. So, but we'd like to thank you for letting us, for actually doing this for us, writing us up a little bit. And anything else you need from us, let us know, and you know how to get a hold of me. You got my email, and I believe you got my phone number, so if not, thank you very much for the opportunity, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Hex.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Pat.